What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. This is the Canes Insight Daily Podcast, powered by Anishar and Levine Accident Attorneys. We're talking portal. The portal doesn't stop. We're talking portal every day because Miami is big game hunting, including at the wide receiver position. We are going to talk about a name that is emerging very strongly on Miami's radar, Sam Brown, wide receiver out of Houston, who has entered the portal. He is someone that Miami's got a lot of love for. We're going to talk about that, talk about the player as well. We'll also talk about CBS's top 100 college football players, a lot of Canes appearing on that list, a lot of interesting trends to dive into. So a lot to talk about today. First, want to talk about the people that are always on top of the list when it comes to accident attorneys. That's Anishar and Levine. 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. That's if you or someone you care about has been injured in an accident. You could be entitled to significant compensation. Talk to Anishar and Levine. They've been doing this so long. It is second nature, but they're never on autopilot. It is always treating your case like it's their first case. Take back control of your life. Talk to Anishar and Levine accident attorneys. Portal has led basically every day this week. It'll probably lead every day for the next week. It is the hot topic. Miami has Cam Ward at quarterback for a year. They want to surround him with the absolute best talent they can. They are not messing around. They are not playing for the future. They are certainly recruiting with an eye towards the future, but they are trying to win right now with Cam Ward. That starts at the receiver position. You already have Xavier Restrepo, one of the top 100 players in college football, as we'll talk about in a second. Jacoby George, second leading receiver in the ACC, returning to Xavier Restrepo. So top two leading receivers coming back in the ACC. Also have Isaiah Horton, who had an outstanding spring as a big downfield threat. And a lot of young talent we've been talking about. JoJo Trader, Nye Carr, Robbie Washington, Ray Joseph, etc. However, you still could add more size, more explosiveness, more experience for Cam Ward. Enter Sam Brown out of Houston. This is a guy that I'm told has top 100 draft grades. He is someone that Miami is very, very high on. There is strong mutual interest. It is not a done deal. Certain things need to happen first, but I'm told there is strong mutual interest between team and player. Sam Brown entered the portal. He was Houston's leading receiver. Honorable mention, all Big Ten. Played mostly on the outside. Had 6,124 snaps outside, 70 snaps in the slot. He was originally a West Virginia transfer, signed with them out of high school. He was in Savannah, Georgia, signed with West Virginia, ended up transferring to Houston, played under Shannon Dawson last year. Was Shannon Dawson's last year, 2022. He was second on the team in receptions with 41. Now this year, Tank Dell leaves. He becomes the head guy, 10th in Big 12 in receiving yards with 815 yards. And what you see is a lot of ability after the catch. He had 20 missed tackles after his receptions, which was eighth among Power 5 receivers, also second in the Big 12. Physical tools. I think this is where Sam Brown really stands out. 6'2", 195, big body, and he had a verified, that means laser time, 4.45 40 in high school. That is extremely fast for a verified high school time. You know, there's people that run 4.4s in the combine. They ran 4.7s in high school. It's not that easy when you don't know how to run a 40 and it's verified. This guy's already running 4.45, basketball player as well, and excelled on the track. 24.1 PR in the long jump. So he is explosive as it gets. That was second. He finished second in the state in long jump, had a 37.9 vertical leap in the combine. So big size, fast, 4.45. Explosive jumper, which is a true measure of explosiveness, is when you see these big jumps, the broad jumps, the long jumps, the vertical jumps, you are seeing explosiveness. And that is why when you watch the highlights, you see him making plays after the catch, breaking tackles, like we mentioned, second in the Big 12 and missed tackles after the catch. He brings a lot to the table. Played in the same offense with Shannon Dawson in 2022. So he is familiar with air raid concepts. He will get open. He's nasty on drags. Again, after the catch, he can do a lot of damage. I think he fits well with the room. You already have Restrepo, the slot receiver. You have Jacoby George, that really ball in the air guy that can identify and adjust to the ball. Isaiah Horton loves to run the post and run by guys with those long strides and that speed. Sam Brown would bring some athleticism to the mix, some size to the mix, some run after catch to the mix, and experience, and someone who's already produced and proven he could produce in the Big 12 at the Power 5 level. So again, not a done deal that Sam Brown will be going to the University of Miami, but someone that Miami has strong interest in, and the interest is mutual. A couple things need to happen. It's still an open process, but I think Miami is making a strong run at Sam Brown, and he's listening, because from his standpoint, You play with Cam Ward, that is going to be a much better quarterback than he had at Houston. His quarterback situation at Houston was not good. Probably could have put numbers at least closer to what Tank Dell did the prior year if he had Tank Dell's quarterback, Clayton Tune, who had gone to the NFL. There was a drop-off at quarterback, but still he was a top receiver in the Big 12, very productive. I think he led the Big 12 in receiving at one point. Talented, productive, the physical tools are there, comfortable with the system. Shannon Dawson knows the kid, so he's comfortable with the character and all those sort of things. It's easy to see a fit in this offense. Again, a lot of interest in Sam Brown from Miami, a lot of interest in Miami from Sam Brown. It's going to be about just getting through a couple steps and seeing if we could bring Sam Brown to the University of Miami to really cement what could be a disgusting offense, man. We talked about Cam Ward a ton, offensive line, you know what they do. Elijah Arroyo, one of the best tight ends in the country if he stays healthy. Restrepo, Jacoby George, two leading returning receivers in the big in the ACC. But then you add a Sam Brown. You add a potentially a Damian Martinez, who we've talked about in prior episodes, the running back out of Oregon State. Now you have one of the best offenses in the country filled with NFL players all over the place. Again, Sam Brown, I'm told he has some top 100 NFL grades for next year because of that, those physical tools and the production. Talked about production. Nobody produces numbers like Canesware. Every sport, they got multiple items of apparel, always producing new stuff, whether it's the hats, whether it's the rats for the Florida Panthers. Miami Heat play today. Hopefully they extend their season into the playoffs. You can always get Heat gear. Nikola Jovic, you know, you want to support some young talent. They got all that gear at Canesware. Simply the best spot for Miami Hurricane fans and for Miami sports fans. By the way, 14th anniversary of Canesware, 14% off everything in the store through the weekend. So again, if you want to go to Canesware on Davie or canesware.com, 14% off everything because of their 14th anniversary. Take advantage of that deal. Want to talk about a list that I saw the other day from CBS, which listed the top 100 players in college football. This is for the 2024 season. I had a lot of takeaways, both Miami related and tangentially Miami related, that I wanted to share with you all. First, most obvious one is there were four Miami players on the list of the top 100. So you're talking about Cam Ward, number 30, Reuben Bain, number 33. Again, this is nationally in the country, all positions. Cam Ward, 30, Reuben Bain, 33, Xavier Restrepo, 67, and Francis Malinaud, the offensive tackle, at 98. Just for comparison, Florida State had one player listed, Patrick Payton, who was number 35, the pass rusher. Florida had Graham Mertz, the quarterback, listed. I know some will disagree with that choice, but he was very efficient, listed at 86. Clemson, the gold standard as far as talent in the ACC for many years. Two players listed, Barrett Carter, number 24, and TJ Parker, number 78. There's a linebacker and a defensive lineman. North Carolina also had two players, Kamon Rucker, number 59, defensive end, and Omarion Hampton, the running back, 64. So Miami coming at four. That's twice as much as Clemson, twice as much as North Carolina, four times as much as Florida, four times as much as Florida State. So Miami is doing a much better job of adding impact talent, not just high recruits, but guys that actually become top players in college football. And I know people say Miami fans overrate their own players. This is a national list. So these are where these guys stack nationally according to the perception. Cam Ward, he's got tape. Reuben Bain, ACC Freshman of the Year. You see what he can do. Xavier Restrepo, you've seen his stats. And then Francis Malinaud, Freshman All-American. These are all guys with a national profile appearing on the list. One thing that caught my attention with respect to this list, because I always like to look at who makes the list and what they look like in high school, right? Because we follow recruiting so close, we like to see who succeeds, who doesn't. What did these top 100 college football players look like when they were recruits? Were they top 100 recruits? What were they? And what position really had a lot of high school kids? What position had more portal kids? What position had more sleepers? What position had more blue chip players? The big story to me was that the offensive line position was the most blue chip heavy position of any position in the draft or in this top 100 list. Go look. There were nine offensive linemen listed on the top 100. Seven of these guys were either five stars or very, very high four stars. Seven out of nine. And I'm not talking about average four stars, high four stars, top 100 type players, or five-star players. And those guys all stayed with the school that signed them. They were not available through the transfer portal. Will Campbell, LSU. Kelvin Banks, Texas. Emory Jones, LSU. Tate Ratledge from Georgia. Josh Connerly, Oregon, Francis Malinois, of course, Miami, and Wyatt Millam from West Virginia. These are all high four-star, five-star recruits that not only signed with a school, stayed with a school, and became top 100 national players in college on those teams. So what does that mean? You're not going to get the superstars necessarily from the portal. Those offensive linemen tend to stay loyal. Number two, you better be recruiting high-end guys. I've always thought of offensive line as more of a developmental position. We've seen a ton of sleepers become great pros, but maybe the recruiting services are getting a little better at identifying these blue chip players. Good news for Miami. Who is the man when it comes to recruiting blue chip offensive linemen? Mario Cristobal, Alex Mirabal. So if the blue chippers are becoming more successful on average, it's good to have a coach who specializes in landing those blue chip players. Talk about Francis Malinois on the list, obviously a Mario guy. Kelvin Banks, who signed with Texas, ended up at Texas. He was going to go to Oregon with Cristobal. Josh Connerly did sign with Oregon. Cristobal left before Connerly signed, but Cristobal certainly was pushing him to Oregon. So Cristobal really could have landed three guys on this list if he would have stayed at Oregon. Francis Malinois leaning to Oregon many respects before Miami came and got him with Coach Cristobal. So blue chippers on the list. The only other two guys that were not in that elite category of recruits of the nine was Jaden Roberts of Alabama, who was a four-star, still a four-star, and then Seth McLaughlin, who was a three-star, but signed with Alabama and transferred to Ohio State. So there's not a lot of sleepers on this offensive line list. You better get premium guys. You're not going to get too many of them through the portal. And if you're going to get premium guys, you better sign them out of high school, which Mario Cristobal is very good at. So that's one takeaway from the list. Flip side, we talked about getting elite high school guys from the portal. Quarterback, to me, I've said this numerous times, and this is just boosting up my belief in this. It is a waste of money to sign top 10 high school quarterbacks and invest a lot of NIL money in them because they very rarely pan out in the modern era for the team that signs them. For every CJ Stroud and Bryce Young, there are a ton of guys who either flop, transfer, or both. The top quarterbacks in the country, 13 were listed in the top 100, right? So let's say these are the top 13 quarterbacks in the country according to the national perception. Eight of the 13 were portal guys: Shedeur Sanders, Quinn Ewers, Dylan Gabriel, Cam Ward to Miami, Cam Rising, Jackson Dart, Graham Mertz, Riley Leonard. So eight of the 13 quarterbacks that were the top quarterbacks in the country according to CBS Sports, portal kids. The teams that are getting them can watch film on them, can see how they fit the system. Much easier evaluation than evaluating a high school kid. Also, so eight are from the portal, the 13. Five are from high school. Of those five, Jalen Milroe of Alabama and Carson Beck were not top 10 quarterbacks in the country. They were four stars, but they were not elite four stars that were ranked in the top 10 of their positions. So these are middle of the road four stars who developed slowly at the school that signed them. They were not big ticket items necessarily, like a Nico from Tennessee or some of these Arch Manning, some of these big NIL names that you're familiar with. The other three high school quarterbacks that stayed with their teams were three stars: Brady Cook, Noah Fifita, and Jalen Daniels. And they weren't even high three stars. Cook had an 86 rating. Daniels had an 81 rating, which is barely a three star. And Fifita had an 87 rating. So you're talking about mid to low three stars out of high school on this list. Zero of the 13 quarterbacks listed. And this is the big takeaway. 13 quarterbacks listed. Zero were top 10 quarterbacks out of high school who stayed with the school that signed them. So why would you invest in top 10 high school quarterbacks if it's going to cost you a lot of money? It's not going to cost you a lot of money. Just get the best player, whatever. Trust your eval. But if you're spending money, you do not want to be signing top 10 high school quarterbacks based on this information and a ton of other data that we've seen. The portal is the way to go. And if you're going to get high school kids, and you do need to have a steady stream of high school kids, get guys that are maybe less expensive but have upside. Doesn't mean they have to be three stars. They can be four stars, but you shouldn't be breaking the bank for those players. Another trend I'm noticing: South Florida is starting to creep back in terms of producing players. I'm talking about the region of South Florida. It's been a rut. South Florida used to dominate these lists, dominate the first round. Lately, it hasn't been like that. The 2020 class, the 2020 class, 21 class had a lot of bust. It just hasn't been the same as far as producing great players for the college game and for the pro game. But we're starting to see a bounce back. You had seven players from South Florida in the top 100, some at Miami. So you had Ruben Bain, number 33 from Miami Central, defensive end. Pat Payton, from Northwestern, number 35 from FSU. Ricardo Hallman at Wisconsin, originally played for, I believe, the U school, number 42. Mason Taylor, the tight end, Jason Taylor's son, went to St. Thomas Aquinas, number 48, now at LSU. Xavier Restrepo, we know about, from Deerfield Beach, number 62. Ashton Gillett from Boca, number 82. This is a defensive end from Louisville, someone first identified on canesinsight.com, by the way, as a potential sleeper. Signed with Louisville, ended up being one of the best pass rushers in the country. And then finally, a name that's familiar to Cane fans, Elijah Roberts from Southern Methodist, who signed with Miami and transferred after Morrow's first year. He comes in at number 88 on the top 100 players. Again, this is not a Miami list. This is a national list. So seven players and big takeaways. Obviously, one takeaway is you're sad that you let Elijah Roberts go. He was someone I always felt had a lot of talent. He was a big guy. He played kickoff for us, showed a lot of athletic ability and motor on top of his size. Probably someone we should have kept and built around. Glad to see him have success at Southern Methodist with Rhett Lashley. But what's the takeaway from that list? Of those seven guys, four are pass rushers. If you look at the NFL draft in a couple weeks, who is the highest rated South Florida player? Dallas Turner from St. Thomas Aquinas. What position does he play? Pass rusher. Pass rusher has eclipsed cornerback and wide receiver as the premier position in South Florida. If you don't believe me, look at the NFL. Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, Brian Burns, Greg Rousseau. Talking about Dallas Turner here. Pierre Paul just retired or is on the verge of retirement, but he had a great career as a pass rusher. Pass rush is Nick Bonito out of St. Thomas. You are seeing more elite pass rushers come out of this area than ever. A couple of years ago, you had Shamar Stewart and all those guys, Marvin Jones, those five stars. They were playing defensive end. We'll see how their careers materialize. But again, this year you have Reuben Bain, Ashton Gillett, Elijah Roberts, Patrick Payton, all pass rushers in the top 100. That has become the trend. I think these are guys that don't play basketball because Miami's not a big basketball city. So they're playing defensive end, and they're doing a great job. And if you look at the NFL, there's a lot more of these guys than there ever have been. So just those are some trends. I did a longer article on KansasInsight.com if you want to check that out. But I would like to look and see what's happening with college football. How's it changing? How's South Florida changing? What's it producing? Because it's never static. Things are always changing. And the good news is you're seeing more Canes on this top 100 list. And I promise you, with Mario Cristobal acquiring talent, you will see that number continue to rise and rise and rise. So hope everybody has a good weekend. Appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to sign up to Canes Connection, promo code CIS for 20% off. We just had a great Zoom call yesterday, ton of insider information that you're not getting anywhere else and certainly not getting anywhere else that fast. Sign up for Canes Connection, promo code CIS, 20% off and access to that Zoom. And otherwise, appreciate you. See you on Monday.
Yeah. This an insight to the Canes, and you know we ain't playing no games. Joaquin said dominate, so that's what we do. Home of the legends and seventh floor crew, down in Miami where hurricanes brew. You here for the rumors, we bring you the news, cause it's all about the you. And nobody do it like Canes Insight. 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 It's Canes Insight.